那今天我们就来到马太福音的第四章，一段关于耶稣面对试探的一段的记载。
Today we've come to chapter 4 in the Gospel of Matthew, and we're going to look at a passage about Jesus being tempted in the wilderness.
那其实的四章的前半段是一场很激烈的属灵的征战。
Actually, a fierce spiritual battle is being recorded in this first part of chapter 4 in Matthew.
耶稣在旷野40天面对魔鬼撒旦的试探。
Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days being tempted by the devil.
那这段经文是很特别的一个记载。
This passage is a very interesting account.
原因就是耶稣基督他靠着神胜过了撒旦的试探，而没有落在罪的捆绑底下。
And the reason is, Jesus Christ, relying on God, actually overcame these temptations from Satan, and he didn't fall into the bondage of sin.
那特别的地方就是因为圣经的开头《创世纪》，人类的祖先也曾经面对魔鬼撒旦的试探，但他们却失败了。
Because right at the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis, it's recorded for us that our ancestors, Adam and Eve, were also facing temptations from the devil. Unfortunately, they failed.
落入到罪的捆绑和不顺服神的一种的状况里面。
And they ended up falling into the bondage of sin, and they were disobedient to God.
而历世历代的人，还有现今还不认识神，还没有跟随神的人，都离不开祖先亚当的这样的情况。
And as we look through history, and even up to today, those who still do not know God, who didn't choose to follow God, actually cannot be exempted from such a situation as Adam and Eve, our ancestors.
那也是落入这些的试探跟罪的捆绑跟辖制里面。
We all end up being in the bondage of sin.
也意味着我们是按着自我中心生活。
And this means we are all living a self-centered life.
或许我们不是杀人放火。
Well, maybe we aren't killers and we don't do terrible things like setting fire and stuff.
但人会因着自己的利益而得罪神，伤害别人。
But oftentimes, for our own interests, we might harm other people.
但是马太福音第四章宝贵的地方就是我们看到一个希望，一个亮光。
But Matthew chapter 4 gives us a hope and light in front of us.
就是亚伟神借着耶稣基督他设立的救主，让我们看到有一条生路。
And that is Yahweh God, through his son Jesus Christ, the Savior, his appointed, actually has shown us a way to life.
因为他借着神胜过了这些的试探。
Because Jesus, by relying on God, actually overcame all these temptations.
使到我们看到基督的榜样的时候，去跟随的时候，也可以经历到从罪里面得到释放，有能力去胜过撒旦的试探。
So that as we imitate Jesus, we can also experience the same strength to overcome the power of sin and also to experience the forgiveness of sins.
那也好像基督依靠神一样，可以活出一个圣洁公义的生命。
And just like Jesus, by relying on God, we can live a holy and righteous life.
那这段重要经文我们会分三次来看。
We are going to split this passage into three different messages.
那是关于这个属灵征战，基督如何胜过撒旦的试探。
It's all about the spiritual battle, how Jesus overcame these temptations from the devil.
那一方面，我们祈求天父帮助我们看得清楚基督所给我们立下的榜样，他如何胜过试探。
On one hand, we would like to see clearly how, through the example of Jesus, we know we can overcome these temptations from the devil.
那另外一方面，我们也去观察人类的敌人。抵挡神的这个撒旦魔鬼，他是怎样用他的方式去试探人的。
On the other hand, we also want to observe from this passage and learn about this enemy of God, the devil. What are some tactics that he uses to tempt us?
那好使当我们知道他的这个试探的手段的时候，我们可以提防在生活中不至于落入到试探中去得罪神。
So that we can be better prepared to avoid falling into these traps of Satan, having known his tactics.
不至于在救恩的路上跌倒，甚至失落。
And so that we will not fall away from this path of salvation.
那今天我们看的经文就是四章的一到四节。
So today we're going to look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 to 4.
那因为时间的缘故，请 Grace 帮我们读英文。
I'll read it in English. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. But he answered, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
那在我们详细看敌人撒旦的手段之前，还有耶稣的榜样之前，让我们有两个观察。
Let us first make two observations before we go on to look in detail the different tactics that Satan uses and also how Jesus managed to face these temptations.
那我们留意到魔鬼试探耶稣的这个时间点是在什么时候？
First, let us notice when did Satan actually tempt Jesus?
大家如果听过上一次的信息都知道在第三章的时候耶稣将自己在洗礼的时候去献上给神，去行神的旨意。
If you were here for the last message, you know that in chapter 3, we talked about Jesus receiving baptism and offering his life to serve God.
所以我们留意到在他洗礼过后呢，就发生了这个试探。
But straight after his baptism, the temptation came.
所以我们留意到魔鬼试探耶稣的时间，正是耶稣经历了天父的鼓励。还有正是他决心去将自己献给神之后发生的。
So we notice that this time of temptation came right after Jesus had made the determination to serve God wholeheartedly, to do his will, and he also experienced God accepting him and God's encouragement.
所以我们可以得到的提醒就是，往往在我们决定回应神，或者是经历到神在我们生命中工作以后，我们反而要警醒，要留心。
So the reminder for us here is that oftentimes, shortly after we experience God's encouragement, God's reality in our lives, or just when we are determined to respond to God, we should be alert then.
因为在这里我们看到真正是耶稣基督他经历到神的悦纳他将自己献给神之后就经历了这些的属灵的征战。
Because as we saw in Jesus' example, it was after he experienced God's acceptance of him that he experienced all these spiritual warfare.
那就如神在一个人生命中工作，帮助他经历到他的真实的时候，往往属灵的势力也不会甘心，人跟神可以建立关系。
And similarly, when a person experiences the work of God in their lives, he will also experience other spiritual forces trying to stop him from building up this relationship with God.
那这个是第一点的观察，我们可以明白去得到提醒的。
So this is the first observation we can make and a reminder for all of us.
有一句中国的古话也说，乐极生悲。
There's a Chinese saying which roughly means pleasure has a sting in its tail.
所以当我们经历神的工作和鼓励之后，往往要保持依靠神警醒的心。
So after we experience the work of God and God's encouragement lets us maintain a heart that is alert.
那接下来第二点的观察，留意到第一节这里所说，耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
The second point we can observe is that in verse 1, it tells us that it's actually the Spirit of God that led Jesus to the wilderness to be tempted.
那这会不会挑战大家对神的良善的概念呢？
So I wonder if this will actually cause you to question God's goodness.
那神为什么允许耶稣被试探呢？
Why did God allow Jesus to be tempted?
在第三章的结尾，耶稣不是刚刚将自己全然的在洗礼献给神，去行他的旨意。
At the end of chapter 3, didn't we see that Jesus just offered up his whole life to do the will of God?
那神也说他是十分喜悦耶稣基督。
And God openly declared that he is pleased with his son.
但为什么接下来神立刻就将耶稣基督带到危险中，受魔鬼的试探呢？
But the question is why the next moment God would actually lead Jesus into danger, or so it seems.
可能在我们的概念里面，我们觉得神的良善就是不让属于他的人受到伤害。
Perhaps in our understanding all along, God's goodness is manifested in that he would never allow us into a situation of danger.
那他也会保守那些向他祷告的人。
and he will protect those who pray to him.
不受到任何的伤害跟亏损。
So that they will never experience any harm or any loss.
这是否是你对神的概念呢？
I wonder if this is your concept of God.
但在这里我们清楚看到，可能我们看待神的良善，对他的理解是有所偏差的。
But maybe our concept of God all along is a bit off, it's not right on the mark.
因为就当耶稣将自己献给神之后呢，神就带领他在旷野里面接受魔鬼的试探。
Because as we saw, soon after Jesus' baptism, God's Spirit actually led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
所以我们看到在神的眼中，苦难跟试炼是对我们有益的。
So we can see that in God's will, suffering and trials, these testings are actually beneficial to us.
那也是不可缺少的。
And it's indispensable.
那所以神才会容许耶稣被魔鬼试探。
And that's why God allowed Jesus to experience these temptations.
所以在神的智慧里面，苦难跟试探都有它的价值存在。
So we can see that there's great value of suffering and trials in God's eyes, in His wisdom.
是神可以使用来炼净一个人，建立一个人。
God can use these to purify a person and to build up that person.
那我们一起看一看在旧约的一个例子。
Let us look at an example in the Old Testament.
在生命记的八章三到五节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 3 to 5.
生命记八章三到五节。我可以为大家用中文去读。
Albert is going to read it out for us in Chinese.
第三节，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你们吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠亚伟口里所出的一切话。这四十年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。你当心里思想，亚伟你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。对于刚来教会的朋友们，那亚伟就是在圣经里面神向以色列民启示他的名字。
And for those who are new to church, let me explain the name Yahweh is actually the name that God reveals to the Israelites in its original form, like closer to its original pronunciation.
那在这里，是神借着摩西对以色列人说的，一段话。
So this passage is something that God was saying through Moses to the Israelites.
当神借着摩西带领以色列民脱离埃及人的这个捆绑以后呢，他就带领他们去到旷野有四十年的时间。
After God led the Israelites out of Egypt through the hand of Moses, God actually led us into the wilderness for 40 years.
那他们一方面在旷野四十年的时间领受了神的保护还有同在，好像第四节所说。
Just like what is said in verse 4, in those 40 years, the Israelites actually experienced God's presence and His protection.
这里说到衣服没破，脚没有肿。
And here it mentioned that their clothing did not wear out and their foot did not swell.
但同时，亚伟神好像智慧的父亲一样锻炼以色列民。
But at the same time, Yahweh God is like a wise father who was training up his children.
用苦难帮助他们学习去依靠神。
Using suffering to teach his children to rely on him.
学习听从他的话语，也依靠他的话语而存活。
And to obey his word, to live by his word.
所以同样我们在耶稣的身上看到，亚伟天父也允许耶稣基督受到试探。
Yahweh God also allowed Jesus, his son, to go through these temptations.
去学习对神顺服，还有信靠神。
So that he may learn and express his obedience to God and to trust in him.
所以我们观察到神允许我们面对苦难和试探是为了我们的益处，如父亲锻炼儿女。
So we observe that God allowed suffering and trials and testings in order to build us up, just as a father would train up his children.
那我们刚才看到是神的灵带领耶稣去到旷野的。
Just now we mentioned that it's the Spirit of God that led Jesus into the wilderness.
但我们同样也留意到，在这四十天里面，神也没有离开耶稣，而是帮助基督可以胜过魔鬼的试探。
We also observe that during those 40 days, God never left Jesus. Instead, God was helping Jesus Christ to overcome these temptations from the devil.
那同样，神在我们所面对的苦难还有试炼当中，也乐意陪伴我们。
Similarly, in the midst of our suffering and the testings we go through, God is there to accompany us to overcome all these challenges in our way.
也去锻炼我们可以学习敬畏他，去依靠他的话语而活。
And to train us to fear God and to rely on His word day by day.
那我们用一节经文总结这一点。
So let us use the following passage to conclude this point.
林前第十章十三节说：“你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。”在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it.
好，那我们看完这两点观察之后呢，让我们来看一看魔鬼撒旦他试探耶稣的方式。
So after we make the above observations, the two points, let us now move on to look at Satan's scheme, his tactics in tempting Jesus.
那是记载在马太福音的第四章第三节。
And it's found in Matthew chapter 4, verse 3.
让我们学习分辨的时候也懂得去提防，好使到我们不会落入在罪里面。
So, as we learn to discern these tactics, we may be better prepared to avoid falling into such traps.
那在耶稣禁食四十天以后呢？后来就饿了。那魔鬼就进前来对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”
So after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus was hungry, and the tempter, the devil, came forward and said, If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.
那表面上来看，撒旦是在挑战耶稣，他是否有神的权柄。
On the surface, it looks as if the devil is trying to challenge Jesus' authority, whether he's got authority from God.
他说，若你是神的儿子，若你是基督，那你可以将这些石头变成饼。
Because here it says, if you are the Son of God, if you are Christ, you can turn these stones into loaves of bread.
那可能对于我们来说，这一番话并不会成为一个试探。
Perhaps to you and me, such words would not tempt us.
因为我们并没有能力，没有从神而来的能力将石头变成饼。
Because obviously we don't have the power to turn stones into loaves of bread.
但如果我们详细去看福音书的记载，会看到神用他的灵、他的能力去膏耶稣，使到他有能力去行很多神迹异能。
But if you're familiar with the Gospels, you would notice that God has actually anointed Jesus and granted him power to do many miracles.
那有一次有一群的听到的人，他们听完了耶稣的教导，时间已经很晚了。
And there was one account that tells us, there was a time when many people came to listen to Jesus' teaching, but by the time he finished teaching, it was getting late.
所以但他们已经过了吃饭的时间。
And it was past their meal time.
那耶稣出于怜悯呢，他就行了一个神迹。
Jesus, out of his mercy, his compassion, actually did a miracle.
你们记得是哪个神迹吗？
Do you know which miracle we're talking about?
五饼二鱼对。
Is the five loaves and two fish.
所以他用五条鱼，五个饼跟两条鱼去喂饱了五千人。
And Jesus actually used five loaves and two five loaves and two fish only to feed over 5,000 people.
所以确实耶稣领受神的这个能力可以行神迹奇事，有能力将这些的石头变成饼。
So we can see that Jesus actually has the power. He possesses the power to perform miracles, to feed people and turn stones or anything into food.
那或许你说我们没有这样从神而来的能力，不能够把石头变饼，那这节经文是否就对我们没有提醒呢？
Perhaps you'll say, well, I don't have such power from God. I can't turn stones into loaves of bread. Then Does it mean that this passage actually has nothing to do with me?
不是的，因为当我们详细去看撒旦他很狡猾很隐晦的这个试探，就会留意到，对我们还是有很大的提醒。
Certainly not. Actually, if we examine these tactics and all these schemes behind, behind Satan's temptation, we would find that there's very subtle and very cunning tactics used, and that we also have to be aware of.
那在耶稣面对魔鬼的试探的这一段期间呢，他是去禁食的。
When Jesus faced such temptation, he was actually fasting, or just after he fasted for 40 days.
40天以后他就饿了。
So after fasting for 40 days, he was hungry.
那魔鬼明知耶稣饿了，知道他这方面是软弱的，所以他就用这件事情去试探耶稣。
And the devil knows clearly that because Jesus was hungry, he is weak in this area, so he chose specifically to use this area to tempt Jesus.
那大家细心去想，肚子饿吃东西，想吃东西是不是犯罪呢？
Well, let us ponder for a moment. Is it a sin against God, when we feel hungry and we desire to eat?
是不是得罪神呢？
Is it anything against God?
好像不是哦，是合理的需求，我们每天都会做的事情，不是吗？
Not really. Every day we need food, right? Every day we feel hungry and we want to eat.
但撒旦很狡猾、很隐晦的试探的方法就是。
But the cunning part or the subtle part behind this temptation lies in.
他用一些合理的一些的人的需要用来用他们去试探我们。
He uses what seems reasonable to us. Our daily needs and desire for reasonable things to try to tempt us.
好像这里吃东西是一件很自然，那里也不会想到去得罪神的事情。
Just like eating, it seems like it's natural. It's something that we do all the time. It can't be anything against God, can it?
但这个试探厉害的地方就在这里。
But this is the power of this temptation.
那在这里，撒旦在做什么呢？
So what is Satan doing here?
那他尝试引诱耶稣，将这个合理的要求放在首位。
Satan is tempting Jesus to put his needs, however reasonable or justified they may seem, to put these needs as his top priority.
那使他被身体的欲望所主导。
So that he is dominated, guided by his desires, the desires of the flesh.
所控制。
And to control, be controlled by them.
好像这里他试探耶稣，他说你不是饿了吗？
Just like here it says Satan was tempting Jesus, like, aren't you hungry?
那吃点东西不犯罪吧？
Well, it can't be a sin just by eating something.
那为什么不用神给你的权柄做点什么？
Why don't you make use of the power, the authority God has given you to do something for yourself?
那撒旦在这里去试探耶稣，试图用这个身体的欲望去掌管耶稣。
So Satan is actually tempting these desires, desires and needs and wants in Jesus to try to control him through these desires.
意思就是使这个合理的欲望取代了神的位置。
What I mean is that Satan is trying to make Jesus put these bodily desires above God to replace God.
使到他那我既然我有神的权柄，我不用想，既然我有需要，我就用吧。
To make Jesus think, well, since I have been given authority from God, and now I'm in need, and a very reasonable, justified one, so why don't I use such authority and power?
那如果耶稣落入到这样的试探，那神在那一刻就不是他的神，他的王。
But if Jesus did fall into this temptation, then at that moment, actually, he wasn't really treating God as his king, as his God.
神的地位反而被他身体的这个欲望所取代。
Instead, you would see that this place that is rightfully God's became replaced by his own desires.
所以让我们从四章三节得到提醒，去提防魔鬼这样很隐晦的手段。
So let us take note of this reminder from chapter 4, verse 3 in Gospel of Matthew, to beware of Satan's tactic.
那他用身体的欲望，人合理的需要，作为诱饵。
Satan uses our bodily needs, our desires, some seemingly reasonable needs to be like a bait to trap us.
那去尝试诱惑一个人将这样合理的需要推到最高的位置。
To tempt us to put our bodily desires on our top priority.
甚至超过神在我们这个人生命中的这个王权。
Even above God, even about above his place in our life.
那这些东西可能会是一些看起来很合理的事情，比如说婚姻。
And these things can be what seem perfectly reasonable. For example, marriage.
找一份工作。
To find a job.
或者是家庭的需要等。
Or just family needs.
那这些都是合理的需要。
These are all reasonable needs in our daily life.
但如果这些的需要取代了神在我们生命中的王权，还有神在我们心目中的位置，那我们就落入在马太福音四章三节这里的试探里了。
But the moment these needs become more important than God in our hearts, and replace even takes the place of God in our hearts, then we actually have fallen into the temptation described here in Matthew chapter 4, verse 3.
那我们就容让身体的欲望去掌管，去主导我们的生命。
And we have allowed our desires to become the boss, the master in our life, to dominate what we do.
但这里也想跟大家分享我自己一个没有警醒的例子。
And here I would like to share with you my own example from my own experience.
所以希望可以提醒大家去小心这样隐晦的一个试探。
And hopefully this can serve as a reminder to you as well to beware of such subtle tactic.
那记得我们来到英国大概八个九个月之后。
I remember about 8 or 9 months after we arrived in the UK.
那都差不多适应了这里的生活。
We adapted to the life here.
那也有这个需要去找一辆车子。
And then a need arose. We needed to find a car.
那当然我们经济的情况，那我们想找的就是一辆可靠的二手车。
Because of our limited finance, we just want limited budget. We were looking for a second-hand car.
那我跟 Grace 其实是分工的。
And a lot of times, me and Grace would divide up our work.
那他说车子你可能熟，那你去找吧。
Well, since you know more about cars, you can be the one to look for one.
所以我就在网上找了很多不同的车。
So I started searching online, looking for different models.
那也去比较这个保险哪个便宜啊什么的。
And to compare the car insurance.
所以后来就锁定了一款的车。
And then I fixed my mind on one particular model.
那这款车其实我家人也用同样品牌的车我知道是可靠的。
And I chose this one because my family uses this model and I know it's reliable.
那也不是很贵。
And it's not particularly expensive.
所以有一次记得在同工会我们就分享这件事情。
And I recall at one of our team meetings, a pastoral meeting, I shared my thought about this.
那大家也给不同的意见等等。
And of course, each of us would express our opinion on this matter.
那记得当时候Olive 师母在最后就说那在买车的事情上我们也将这个事继续交给神来带领。
And I remembered at the end of the meeting, Sister Olive commented, let us look to God to lead us even in this matter of buying a car.
那后来我自己安静的时候，神就借着同工的话语去提醒我。
And as I quiet down, quiet down my heart, and when I got home, God actually used what Sister Olive said to remind me.
那他其实不知不觉里面，因为我找过很多资料，也觉得这个很吸引是很可靠。 那其实已经在我心里想要买这辆车，已经在这件事情上我是没有让神来掌管我。
Because I have done much research and I know it's a good, reliable car. So actually, in this matter, without me knowing it, I actually had already made up my own mind and I wasn't really letting God to lead me in this matter.
那意思就是，好像这里一个的需要已经被我推到最高，高过神在我心中的位置。
So it's almost like I'm pushing this need that I have above God.About the place of God in my heart.
好像就是说啊，神你最好不要管，那我就是要这台车了。
So as if like, oh, it doesn't matter what God thinks. Like I just want this model.
那后来神就提醒我，那我在洗礼的时候不是已经将生命的主权完全的献给神了吗
？But then God reminded me, didn't you commit or hand over this authority in your life, this kingship in your life to God at baptism?
不是曾经誓言过，去行他的旨意。
Didn't you vow to God that you're going to do His will in all things?
让他做我生命的主。
Let Him be the King, the Master in my life.
好像主耶稣的样式，他这样去回应神。
Just as Jesus did, how Jesus responded to God.
所以其实买车，买什么车，确实有这个需要。
So we can say that you know buying a car is nothing wrong, is a reasonable need, is a justified need you have.
那好像，那选一辆，合适的车，是实惠又耐用的，那也不是错。
And it's not wrong to look for a car that is a good deal, that has a good deal, and is reliable.
但是如果这件事情在你的生命中取代了神，在你生命里的位置，那其实我们就落入在这样马太福音四章三节的试探里。
But the moment this need becomes so important in your life that it's actually supersedes or yeah takes replaces the place of God in your heart, then we have fallen into a temptation just as that described in Matthew chapter 4.
那我们就容让身体的欲望去主导我们，成为我们的主。
And we are allowing this bodily desire to become master in our life. It dominates our thinking and our action.
所以其实我们要从四章三节得到提醒，去提防魔鬼这样很狡猾的手段。
So we must take heart of the reminder here from Matthew chapter 4, verse 3, so that we don't fall into temptation from the devil.
不让一些合理的需要去超过了神在我们生命中的王权跟地位。
And never allow our bodily needs, our desires, no matter how reasonable or justified you may think, to take the place of God in our life.
那我们看完这个魔鬼试探耶稣的这个方式之后，让我们来学习主耶稣他为我们立下的榜样。
Now that we have looked at the tactic behind Satan's temptation, let us learn from Jesus' example.
那在这个信息的最后一部分，我们一起来看三点。
And as we come to this final part of our message, I would like to share 3 points with you.
那主耶稣给我们的榜样就是，首先他是完全委身给神，献上给神的。
Well, from Jesus' example for us, we can see that he's totally committed to God.
那不单单是在三章的结尾，他将自己献给神。
Not only at the end of chapter 3 when he offered up his life to God through baptism.
对，在洗礼的时候献给神。那我们看到四章一节那里也说，耶稣是听从圣灵的引导去到旷野。
Right at the beginning of chapter 4, verse 1, you can see that Jesus was actually obeying the guidance of God's Spirit and went into the wilderness.
那当他面对撒旦的试探的时候，他首先想起的也是神的意思，神的旨意。
And when he was facing temptation from the devil, what comes to his mind first was also God's will.
所以我们看到在耶稣的生命里面，他持守了对神这样完全的委身，完全的献上。
So we can see that throughout Jesus' life, he has been able to kept his promise, his vow to God, to commit his whole life totally to God.
所以在他生命中的每时每刻都是以神为中心。
So every moment of his life, he is really letting God be the center of it.
所以神的灵可以充满他，赐给他能力，带领他胜过这些的试探。
So that God's Spirit may fill him and strengthen him and help him to overcome these temptations.
那在加拉太书的五章十六节，这里说保罗对弟兄姐妹说：“我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的私欲了。”
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 16, it says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh."
那保罗提醒弟兄姐妹不要被身体的欲望所主导、所控制。
Paul is reminding the brothers and sisters not to be controlled or dominated by their bodily desires, the desires of the flesh.
而是让神的灵来掌管我们。
But to always be guided and governed by the Spirit of God.
那怎样才能被神的灵所掌管、所充满呢？
But how can we be filled and be controlled by the Holy Spirit?
那除非你也是好像耶稣基督是时时刻刻就将自己献上给神，完全委身给神的人。
Unless you are like our Lord Jesus Christ, moment by moment, you offer up your whole life to Him to do His will.
那所以这是第一点主耶稣基督给我们的榜样。
So this is the first point we can learn from Jesus' example.
是完全的献上给神，让神的灵来引导。
He offers up his whole life to God, and moment by moment, he is guided by God's Spirit.
那主耶稣胜过试探。第二方面给我们的榜样是他在面对试探的同时 他做了什么。
And the second point we can learn from Jesus' example as he faced these temptations is that remember or recall what he was actually going through when these temptations came.
在四十天里面他去禁食。
During those 40 days he was fasting.
那禁食是什么意思呢？
What does fasting mean?
可能女孩子会不会有一些概念
？Maybe girls would have some kind of idea about fasting.
可能不要吃蛋糕啊，不然会越来越胖。
They may think it's the idea of going on a diet. Oh, I can't eat cakes. I can't eat that because I'll get fat.
当然，我们知道主耶稣他这里禁食并不是为了这个原因。
But of course, we know that.The fasting that Jesus was going through was not for this purpose of going on a diet.
那基督他是刻意借着不吃东西呢，去将身体去服从他的这个服在他的在他以下。
Jesus was deliberately using fasting to help his body come under control, so that he would not just live according to his bodily needs and desires.
就是使到借着身体的这个操练呢，使到身体可以服在他之下，受他的控制。
So it's a bodily discipline, to make sure all his desires are under control.
那我们留意到耶稣可以禁食四十天。
And we notice that Jesus actually fasted for 40 days.
如果你曾经尝试过禁食，那可能一天之后你已经没有力气了。
But if you have ever tried fasting before, I think you will probably find that you lack all strength by the end of the day.
但是耶稣他竟然禁食了四十天。
But Jesus actually fasted for 40 days.
那也告诉我们，耶稣是熟悉禁食这个操练的。
And this tells us that Jesus was actually well trained in this discipline of fasting.
要不然也不会一下子可以禁食四十天。
Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to do it right from the start.
那为什么耶稣要使身体服在他以下呢？
Why did Jesus have to subdue his body to make his body listen to him?
那其实我们的身体这样肉体有自我中心的倾向，就是容易被撒旦来利用去试探我们。
Because our natural tendency is to listen to our body and allow our body to become a tool that Satan can use to tempt us.
那所以保罗同样也学习主耶稣的样式。那在灵前的九章二十七节那里说。
So we can see that Paul, the Apostle Paul, actually also followed Jesus' example in training his body, disciplining his body.
那灵前九章二十七节，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, But I discipline my body and make it a slave, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified.
其实英文的翻译比较贴近原文。
Actually, the English translation here is closer to the original.
那其实这里是在说，保罗是在说他在鞭策，甚至击打自己，使到他的身体可以好像他的仆人一样。
Here, Paul is saying that he's disciplining his body, or even like hitting or beating his body up, so-called, and to make sure the body would listen to him, subdue to him.
使到身体可以服从他，而不是主导他。
So that his body would come under his control and not dominate him instead.
不会让肉体的欲望去取代神在他心中的这个地位。
So that his bodily desires would not take the place of God in his life.
所以我们看到，要么我们身体可以成为帮助我们行神旨意的一个器皿，来服侍神。
So we can see that our body can either be used as an instrument to serve God,
去行公义，
to do righteousness,
或者另外一个反面就是身体和他的欲望会成为拦阻我们，是撒旦来用来去试探我们的一个工具。
Or contrarily, our body and its desires may end up being a tool that Satan can make use of to tempt us, to make us fall into sin.
那关键就是很在乎我们本身是一个怎样的人。
So the key lies in what type of person we are.
关键就是我们是否愿意学习纪律，鞭策自己的身体，好像主耶稣一样呢？
Whether we are willing to learn this discipline, disciplining our body, just as Jesus did.
那在这里也想解释一下，进食也不是唯一一种的方式去学习这样的操练。
But of course, I need to explain, fasting is not the only way we can train up our body.
那去学习纪律。
Or to learn discipline.
那因为有些人因为身体健康的缘故，他们没法长时间的进食。
Because there are people, due to their health reasons, health problems, they are not able to fast for a prolonged period.
那也可以用其他的方式去学习，将自己的身体去顺服下来。
But there are other ways we can train up our body, to submit to God, to submit to your rule.
比如说跑步。
For example, jogging.
还有游泳。
Swimming.
或者做其他相关的一些运动。
Or other form of exercise.
那是学习使到身体可以顺服我们。
To learn to discipline our body.
那使到身体可以服侍我们去行神的旨意。
So that our body would cooperate with us to do the will of God.
而不是成为撒旦试探我们的工具。
And not become a tool that Satan can use to tempt us.
所以身体是怎么用的呢？很在乎我们是怎样的一个人。
So how we use our body depends on what type of person we are.
我们是否愿意效法耶稣的榜样，去看苦受苦是有益。
Whether we are willing to follow Jesus' example and see the value of suffering, that suffering is beneficial to us.
那我们来到第三点，主耶稣的榜样。
Now let us come to the third point, as we observe from Jesus' example.
那第三个方面。耶稣胜过试探给我们的榜样，就是好像他在第四节所说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
The third point here is that Jesus relies on God's word, as he said in chapter 4, verse 3, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
那他是依靠神的话语去抵挡魔鬼的这个试探。
Jesus was actually relying on God's word to overcome these temptations from the devil.
那他也是依靠神的话语而活。
And he lives by the word of God.
所以这里有一个对比，就是说到神的话语好像食物一样，可以支持一个人的生命。
So here we see an analogy, that God's word is like food that sustains us, to live day by day.
那其实神的话语，神的旨意就是我们属灵生命的食物。
God's word is actually our daily bread for our spiritual lives.
当一个人依靠神的话语去活的时候，才能够分辨这些的试探，才有力量去胜过他们。
When a person treasures God's word in his heart and rely on God's word, he can discern these temptations and can overcome them.
但我们要问神的话语如何能够成为我们的食物呢？
But the question we need to ask is how can we make God's word become our food?
是否我们星期天来听讲道，甚至参加查经班，那神的话语就自然而然地成为我们的食物呢？
Is it simply by attending church every Sunday or even joining Bible study groups? Does God's word then automatically becomes our food?
大家是否有听过一句话，是英语的谚语，说一天一苹果，医生远离我。
I wonder if you have heard of the English saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
那是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
是不是提醒我们，我们每一天一定要抽一个时间，把这个苹果拿出来，好好的看它一下。
Does it simply mean, oh, every day I take a moment and get out my apple and look at it, admire it?
是否这样子我们的健康就自然而然好起来？
Is it by looking at the apple that our health would suddenly get better?
当然我们知道不是的。
Of course not.
我们生活的经验告诉我们，食物是需要吃进去，进入到我们的生命里。
We know by experience that food needs to be eaten and digested. It needs to enter us.
那同样神的话语要成为我们的食物，不单单是我们明白神的话语而已。
So similarly, God's word is not only for us to understand,
而是要我们要将神的话语实行在我们的生命中。
But it needs to be applied in our daily lives.
直到神可以借着他的话语来到我们生命中去扶持我们，去改变我们的生命。
So that God can actually come into our lives and transform us and help us through his word.
所以单单明白神的话语，每星期天来听神的讲道，你可能五年十年都不会经历到神的改变，不会经历到神的真实。
Simply by coming to church, listening to sermon week after week wouldn't help youin experiencing God's reality, even if you have come for 5 years or 10 years.
除非你是一个明白多少就在生活中回应神的话语多少的一个人。
Unless you are someone who would respond to God according to how much you've understood.
那神才可以借着他的话语来到你的生命中。
Only then would God come into your life and work through his word in your life.
这样神的话语才能够成为我们属灵生命的食物。
And only then would God's word become food in our spiritual life.
给我们力量去胜过撒旦的试探。
To give us strength to overcome Satan's temptation.
好，那我们今天的信息就到这里了。
So this is our message for today.
所以我们有一个总结。
Let me conclude.
那从我们马太福音四章一到四节的经文是一个很特别的记载。
We learned that Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 4 was a very special account.
告诉我们在这样属灵的征战里面，基督如何依靠神去胜过魔鬼的试探。
It shows us how Jesus Christ managed to overcome the temptations of the devil by relying on God.
从今天我们看到魔鬼的方式就是将一些合理的需求用它来试探我们。
And today we learned thatSatan often makes use of what seem to be reasonable and some justified needs and desires to tempt us.
将这些身体的需要、肉体的这些的欲望推到最高的位置。
He tries to tempt us to push our bodily needs, flesh, desires of the flesh, to a place so high that it takes the place of God in our life.
取代了神在我们生命中的王权。
And it's even.Overrides God's kingship in our life.
所以我们要留意。
So let us beware of that.
那三个方面，主耶稣给我们的榜样。
And there are three different areas that we can learn from Jesus' example.
那不单单是在洗礼献上自己，主耶稣也持守对神不保留的委身所以可以被神的灵充满而带领。
Not only do we offer up our lives to God at baptism, but on a day-to-day basis, actually, Jesus holds on to this unreserved commitment to God, and he offered up his body to do his will day by day so that he could be filled and led by the Holy Spirit.
那耶稣给我们的榜样也是他是锻炼自己的身体，使到身体可以服在他以下。
And another example that Jesus gave us is that he disciplines his body so that his body would listen to him to become under his control.
可以使到身体成为服侍神的一个器皿，而不是撒旦来试探我们的一个工具。
In such a way, he could turn his body into an instrument to do God's will, to serve God, instead of letting Satan make use of it to tempt us.
第三个方面就是神借着耶稣告诉我们，人要靠着他的话语而活。
And the third point is that Jesus is telling us we need to live by God's word.
明白神的话语多少，就让我们在生活中去回应多少。
So, lets us implement in our lives, however much we have understood from His Word.
好，那我们今天的信息就到这里。
So today's message ends here.
愿天父都带领我们，可以做一个回应他的呼召的人。
May God lead us all to become one who would respond to His call.
好像今天我们唱的诗歌。
Just like the song we sang today.
那也可以学习基督的样式，在这个时代可以做。世上的光。
And let us all learn from the example of Jesus Christ to be light in this world.
好，让我们有一个祷告来结束我们上午的敬拜。
Let us pray and conclude this morning service.